I'm reading a familiar passage from John 14, verses 1 through 6. The occasion is this. Jesus has gathered his disciples together to celebrate the Passover with a Seder. The chronology between John and the Synoptic Gospels differs, but I'm guessing that they gathered the day before the actual occasion because Jesus knew what was going to happen. And the disciples were scared. They felt that they were in the noose and it was tightening. The trap was ready to be sprung, and they might get caught up in it. And Jesus guesses the thoughts of their heart, and he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way, ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Let's pray. Gracious Lord, may we sense your presence among us this day as you reach out to suit a blessing to every one of us. We pray that you will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. But may you be glorified. For this we ask in your matchless name. Amen. Can I switch? I'm glad I could take my mask off because I have to make a choice that you probably each have to make, whether you want to see or whether you want to breathe. But you can't do both at the same time. I want to begin by asking you to privately reflect on this question. If you could be granted 3 wishes, what would those 3 wishes be? I'll tell you what are the most popular 3 wishes: health, happiness, and success. They're the 3 top ones. Health. All through my ministry, I've listened to parishioners say, if you have your health, you have everything. And usually these words are spoken by people who did have their health, who did not recognize that they had everything, and then they got sick, they got some affliction, and they lost that health. And then they tell me, You know, Pastor, if you have your health, you have everything. Especially now in the coronavirus. As I watched today that there is a surge in all the states, and we have come upon the colder weather and the weather that also brings flu and a variety of pestilences. I myself think about my health because my lovely hematologist, Dr. Valmarie Ramos, said, "Jerry, I can't impress upon you what a moving target you are." She said, "First, you're 83, and secondly, you have a blood disorder." And there was a thirdly that she didn't realize, but I just found out that you are a target if you have type A blood, and I have type A negative. So I think about that. You know, what is a wish that I would like granted to me, as well as to everybody? Health. The second wish, happiness. Like, everybody wants happiness. We just find a variety of ways of achieving it. My ways of being happy seem to differ radically from the ways that my grandsons and my great nephews have chosen. I remember being at a wedding reception, and I was standing next to the bride whose wedding I just had conducted, and a young woman came up to her gushing and said, "Oh, how was your wedding? I bet your wedding was beautiful. I bet it was so beautiful. I so wanted to be there. But when I was getting out of the bathtub, I cracked my toenail. I wasn't able to make it." You know? Ever notice, like, you invite all these people to a wedding? You know, like 80% make it to the wedding. Guess how many make it to the reception? Duh. So she said, "I bet your wedding was beautiful. I bet it was so beautiful. I want you to know that I wish you all the luck in the world." And that's such a vacuous wish. I don't even know what that means. "I wish you all the luck in the world." I was just standing there beside the bride who said with a whining voice, "I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy." You know, I was going to knock her on the side of the head. Everybody just wants to be happy. Come on, get a life. That's the second big wish. People want to be healthy. I want health. I want happiness, and then they want success. I want to succeed in what I do. It like almost doesn't matter what I do. As long as I succeed at it, I can congratulate myself on being a wonderful success. So there it all is. There's the end of the message right there. Three great wishes. You can go home now. Health, happiness, and success. Now, see, I've just given you a little weapon in your arsenal. If ever you are at a wedding reception, which will, of course, be limited to maybe three people, but if you are there, you can propose a toast to the bride and groom. Now, each one of you and raise your little stemmed glass of bubbly and say, "I wish to propose a toast to the bride and groom. May you have health, happiness, and success. That's a wrap. It's beautiful. However, Jesus had another idea. He had three other wishes that he could fulfill in our life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He can grant us those three wishes. The other three wishes don't always come your way, but these three wishes do. In the person of Jesus Christ, there is a way of life that abounds in steadfast love. There is truth, simple, unchanging, and redeeming. And there is life with power, purpose, and fulfillment. He said, I am the way. We should be wishing to find the way through life. It's not so important what we do for a living as it is what we do for a life. And you see how many people get lost. It's sad to see how many people get lost. They make wrong choices. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And it is said of Jesus, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. They had lost their way. Jesus was sorry for them because they had lost their way. I'm with my young people in my family a lot. Three of my great nephews, brothers, came over from County Derry, Ireland, and have gone to Westchester. And so they come down with their girlfriends. My grandsons come with their girlfriends. I have all these young people in their 20s. And I see them floundering for the choices that you need to make. In Isaiah 53, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Someone once pointed this out. It's curious the way sheep get lost from the shepherd. Do you think that the sheep gather together and they have a huddle and they say, look, next time this little guy turns around, let's make a beeline for it. Let's get out of here. See now. The sheep get lost because they just nibble their way lost, don't they? And then they turn around and they say, where did he go? Where's the shepherd? The shepherd doesn't move. If we get lost from someone else, guess which one of us moved? My niece, Michelle, when she was 10 years old, was down here with us. She's in her 50s now. She's about 55 years old. But we took her to Wildwood Boardwalk. And there was a strange, amusement. And it was called Space Maze. And it was, it's, I think it was right near Stewart's Root Beer, but it was a glass house, you know? It was panels of clear glass and panels of mirrored glass. And you could stand on the boardwalk and watch people move through this maze. They had to kind of feel their way through this labyrinth. Had to pay money to do that. So, of course, Michelle, she loved the idea of paying money to do anything. Uncle Jerry, I just want to go in here. Okay. Now, nobody else was in there. And she had nobody to follow. So my wife and I stood there and we watched the progress of our 10-year-old niece. And honestly, she made all the wrong turns. She wound up in dead ends. She banged her face against mirrors and glass panels. This was a pretty long amusement. I mean, we just watched for the longest while, and finally she emerged triumphantly, but she didn't emerge from the exit, she emerged from the entrance. It's really sad to see people get lost. And I've watched people choose illegal drugs, illicit sex, and abusive relationships. Especially women are big on abusive relationships. I don't know how that keeps happening. And I watch all these wrong moves. Jesus says, I am the way. There was once a missionary in maybe the African continent. And he got lost in this jungle. And he was trying so hard to find the path. And finally he found a tribesman. I guess I should say a national, but a tribesman. And he engaged him to be his guide. The tribesman drew this long machete, and he began to hack through the underbrush. And obediently, the missionary followed him, but all he saw in front of him was more jungle, was more underbrush. And he became very unnerved. And finally, he said to his guide, where is the path? Where is the path? And the guide turned to him and said, I am the path. Jesus says, I am the way. The truth. Second wish. People look for truth. In today's very fascinating, curious society, we just make up truths and say, this is the truth. We're looking for the real truth. What is truth? Remember when Jesus, our Lord, stood before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. Pilate eyed his quarry suspiciously and said, are you the king of the Jews? I mean, because if Jesus said yes, case closed. There's only one king, And it's the Roman Emperor. You think you're a king? You're going to be crucified. Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Ah, so you are a king. No, Jesus said, for this was I born. For this reason came I into this world, to testify, to bear witness to the truth. Pontius Pilate said, what is truth? All the while Jesus said, I am the truth. I've heard pastors dramatize this scene, and they have Pilate saying, Jesus, tell me, what is truth? I really need to know what's truth. But you know, I think that's bunk. Pilate was not a philosopher. Guess what? Pilate was a politician. Jesus says to bear witness to the truth, and Pilate says, what's truth? What good is it? I'm a politician. And he walked away from the one who says, I am the truth. Now, there was once a young man who came to his music lesson. And he, as he entered the studio, said very flippantly to his teacher, hey, what's the good news for today? His music teacher stared at him for a few moments, then walked over, took a mallet, and hit a tuning fork. And as it resonated, he said, that is A. Did you hear that? That is A. That was A yesterday. It's A today. It will be A tomorrow. That was A 10,000 years ago. It will be A 10,000 years hence. The soprano upstairs warbles off key. The tenor across the hall flats on his high notes. And the piano downstairs is off key. But he walked over and he struck the tuning fork again and he said, that is A. And that's the good news for today. See, truth does not change. That is truth. There it is. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the life. Oh, we want life. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Well, that works for me. I want a cup and a half of life. Most people do. Only they want it without Jesus. See, that's the problem. They want to find real life, but without Jesus. One Sunday, at the end of the worship service that I was conducting in Croydon, Lower Bucks County, Pennsylvania, a young woman came forward. And she knelt down at the altar rail. And she was crying. And I didn't want to intrude, but I came up to her And I knelt beside her, and I said, is there something that you're praying for? Can I help you? She said, I just want peace in my life. I just want peace. I want joy. I said, you want Jesus? You want to invite him into your heart to be your personal Lord and Savior? She bristled. She jumped up on her feet. She was angry. She said to me, what is this? A package deal? Yes, it is a package deal. You don't get all this without getting Jesus. It is a package deal. So here it is. There are three things, three great wishes we have: health, happiness, and success. Jesus has three other wishes he'll fulfill in your life, that you might know the way leads all the way to heaven, that you might know the truth, and that you might know the abundant life. Find Jesus, and you found all three. Amen.